News Ramp Science Podcast, Wednesday evening, August 12th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
researchers use AI to create viruses with possible therapeutic applications. Researchers from Harvard, the Broad Institute of MIT, and Stanford University have used artificial intelligence to create thousands of new virus genomes, potentially with therapeutic applications. The paper published in Science highlights the promising role of AI in medicine, but also raises concerns about the risks associated with cutting-edge technologies. As scrutiny of AI firms grows, companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. will be watching closely for insights and opportunities.
Copper at a crossroads as weak Chinese demand meets bullish investor sentiment. Copper faces a dilemma with weak Chinese demand conflicting with bullish investor sentiment. Supply disruptions in Peru and Chile, coupled with AI and electrification growth, could drive prices higher. Numa Numa Resources Inc. strategists are advising caution due to potential market volatility. For more insights on the mining industry, visit Rocks and Stocks for expert analysis and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Western Star Resources commences maiden field program at Eagle Point to advance past producing U.S. tungsten project toward drilling. Western Star Resources Inc. has initiated its maiden field program at the Eagle Point Tungsten Project in New Home, Mexico, to advance the past-producing U.S. South Tungsten Project towards drilling. The program includes detailed mapping, channel sampling, and ground truthing to target the expansion of historically documented tungsten mineralization at the site. The company aims to validate and refine the geological model for future drilling.
Quantum Biopharma Limited targets disability drivers beyond relapse rates in multiple sclerosis. Researchers are focusing on progression independent of relapse activity, looking at chronic active lesions as a major factor. Instead of just reducing relapses, the company's LucidEMS aims to inhibit myelin degradation and support functional recovery. This shift in approach reflects a broader trend in the industry towards addressing long-term disability and MS treatment. That's it for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.